Well, it is now official. Atlanta will host Super Bowl 53 in 2019. Owners of the National Football League voted to give Atlanta the big game yesterday. There was a presentation from team owner Arthur Blank and civil rights leader Andrew Young. GPB sports correspondent John Nelson is with us again to talk about this bombshell announcement. Well, would you call it a bombshell?
No, and to the point that Andrew Siciliano made in the soundbite that you had previously, if you build it, they will come. And that is the same case that's happened in Minneapolis in 2 years with the Super Bowl there, with the new building in Hollywood Park, Florida, with
the
LA Rams.
Wait, this sounds very cynical, John Nelson. This sounds as though the NFL is encouraging cities to build multi-million dollar stadiums by rewarding them every time they do it with a Super Bowl.
Well, it's depends on how you look at it. It's cart and horse. But traditionally, if a team builds a new stadium, the reward is that you get the last game at the end of the year, unless they put the Pro Bowl behind it as they have in years past. So you get the last game of the year, you get the Roman numeral classic, you build something new and shiny, the league wants to show itself off, you want to show off your new buildings, therefore you get the Super Bowl.
And the chances that the Falcons will be in that Super Bowl?
Well,
I didn't know I was so funny.
I will say this, that each team has a ticket allotment. So I would say probably maybe seeing it as a spectator, I would say this year probably 7-9, 8-8, but there's a lot of work to do between now and then. They have to keep Matt Ryan upright first, and that's the first priority.
Come on now.
Seriously.
But the Super Bowl will bring great things. I mean, look, we know that the amount of money they say a Super Bowl brings into a community is not always accurate.
Right.
But
neither is the weather.
Well, it won't. It probably won't snow.
Hey, maybe they'll get the weather machine that the Russians had to control the 1980 Olympics and use
that. The Sochi Olympics?
Yes.
Okay, but what kind of good things will the Super Bowl bring besides just that game?
Oh, you have a lot of the NFL has their social programs that get to be shown. You'll have, if I remember the last time it was here, Habitat for Humanity was able to build homes here. It was a focus for the National Football League for the youth of the particular community or however many communities they wanted to bring in that had NFL franchises. It's a showcase for the league. And what they like to do is they have all of their social programs and all of the good things that they do off the field that they like to showcase at the same time that you see all the celebrities in the game that ends up on the field at the end of it all.
Well, let's hope we've fixed the lines at the airport by then, right?
Yeah, really?
John Nelson, correspondent for GPB Sports. Thank you, as always.
That's what we're here for.